Yeah, I mean, obviously it was an away performance that we needed to play a certain way, and it was very nearly a typical sort of away result that we deserved, and from our sort of set-up play and how we wanted to approach the game. But you know, probably one little lapse of concentration, which can happen in a game. Unfortunately, it happened in the wrong area, and they punished us. And apart from that, we nearly got what I thought we deserved just from our sort of approach to the game.
You changed your starting 11 today for the first time after fielding the same starting 11 for the last two games. What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, young Tom Dodds has been outstanding, but that would have been his fifth game in 7 days. It doesn't matter how young you are, you know, you've got to look after these players, and you know, if I've got to make sure that I do that if other people aren't going to. And you know, obviously he's had a tough schedule with school, which I get, and obviously a lot of tough games for us. So it was important that we managed him. And but in saying that, you know, 10 minutes later you lose Dom Yeom, so you've got to put him on. And it was difficult, but he had to come on the pitch, simple as that. But you could see at the end we had to sub him off because he was tired and naturally so.
You mentioned the injury there to Dom Yeom. Does it look like he's going to be out for a while? He's a big miss, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're away from home against a big team full of players that they bring in from high level using their money that they've got here, you want your big players, and Dom Yeom is one of those. And to lose him after 5-10 minutes is makes that task even harder, given that the resources that we had here and a few lads back home, it was always going to be difficult. But Dom will be fine. You know, it was a clash of heads, and he was shaken, so you've got to take him off.
Jamie Dodd made his 200th appearance today. You've already heaped praise on him this week. He looked like he picked up a little knock in the first half and maybe in the second. Is he going to be all right for the future?
Oh yeah, he's fine. That's just Doddy. I mean, he plays on injuries, and you know, most people probably wouldn't play. But I mean, it, every now and then it flares up when he gets a knock on that. But no, he's fine.
You've got 8 games over the next month. What would you say would be a successful points return after those?
Obviously, we've got to negotiate these away games, which are difficult for us. And you know, I just hope that we get the full resources available to us. And then, but we're doing okay. I mean, these players are learning an awful lot, different approaches and different styles that we need to play in each game. And you know, we've got nothing from today, but I'm still quite buoyant by the fact that it was nearly almost a perfect away performance. But it wasn't to be, unfortunately.
You've got South Park up next in the Cup. Is it a happy thing to be having a distraction away from the league and a chance for revenge against South Park?
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, we're going to a place where we're absolutely terrible, and that should be motivation enough for the group. And that's what we've said in there, is that I want a good week in training. Some of them need some rest, ready for that game. But I want to go today on Saturday and put all the wrongs right that we left there about a month ago, because that was an awful game.
Brilliant. Cheers, Tony.
Cheers. Thank you.